Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, we want to welcome you to our program. We're so very honored to speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are praying that the Lord's word will fall upon the hearts of all who listen in such a way that heavenly blessings will be known. Our ministry exists to help bring faith into the hearts of those who hear the precious gospel of Jesus. If you have any questions or would like to know more about the study materials we can furnish, please contact us at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. When Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane just before his arrest, trial, and crucifixion, he found his disciples sleeping. Jesus is recorded saying to them and of them, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." That statement is really true of all of us. We cannot be critical of Peter, James, and John for not watching through the hour of the Lord's agony in the garden, because we too find ourselves weakened by the flesh. I have another scene in the life of Christ from which we will draw our Bible message for the day. It is found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. I hope you will join us for this biblical insight today.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's our King. King. He is reigning over us, and he's our King. We adore and praise and lift up our voice to Jesus Christ, our King. You are Lord. You are Lord.
Day the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. Many will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, and thirsty ground bubbling springs.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful.
Let me set the scene as Mark records it for us. Jesus had taken Peter, James, and John upon the mountain where he was transfigured before them. Moses and Elijah appeared, and they conversed with Jesus about the kingdom. When they had finished and when they had come down from the mountain, Mark tells us there was a large crowd that had gathered around the other disciples, and the people were arguing with them. Jesus asked them immediately what they were arguing about, and a man in the crowd informed Jesus what all the disturbance was about. He had brought his son, who was possessed by a spirit that had robbed him of his speech and afflicted him with great pain, threatening his life. The disciples were unable to remove the evil spirit, and that caused the argument. Jesus has the boy brought to him, and the evil spirit, upon seeing Jesus, throws the boy into one of his seizures. This is when the father says to Jesus, "If you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." To this the Lord responded, "If you can, everything is possible for him who believes." At this the father immediately exclaims, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Then Jesus cast out the evil spirit. I'm convinced that we all need to pray this Father's Prayer. There must be times in our lives when the flesh is weak and we need help to overcome. The disciples asked Jesus why they were unable to cast out that demon, for they had been given power to do so. It was a lack of faith, Jesus told them. He explained that such a spirit as this could only be dealt with by prayer. Not only did the Father need help with his faith, but the Lord's chosen disciples also needed a greater faith to cope with what they faced. Our experiences in this life may challenge us with all kinds of doubts and questions, unresolved problems. Asking Jesus to help us is the solution. Recognition that we need his help each and every day will build up the kind of trust we need in our Lord and Savior. There are things that I have not experienced in this life that I know others have. I feel that God has, in many ways, built that hedge around me like he did around his faithful servant Job. God protects his people. But for some of God's folks, life at times has been very hard. You see, I've never had to forgive a drunk driver for taking the life or lives of any of my loved ones. I'm absolutely sure that if I faced such a thing as that, I would be praying for the Lord to help me in my unbelief. No terrorist has come into my life personally to harm me or my family to this point in time. I have not faced the horrors of being the judge, jury, and executioner of one who have done so many evil things as the terrorists have done. I have been spared the cruelty of losing a child or a grandchild to a disease that has taken a loved one in the prime of life. But others around me have. Oh, how I know I would need to pray to my Lord Jesus to help me overcome my unbelief. I would have us all take with us today the assurance that Jesus can help us in any and all circumstances in life. We can bring our faith to him, however weak it may be at the moment, and he will take care of us just as he did that father.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit,
washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.